Just recently, I've discovered that the season that we are experiencing right now, this month, is considered a month of love. And as I was sitting next to Rabbi Wolpe, I said, it's so fitting that this morning we had two Ofrufs, two wedding couples, come up here to receive blessings before and after their weddings. Rabbi Wolpe told me how much he enjoyed Shervin and Samantha's wedding, Shannon's wedding, excuse me, and I know how beautiful Robert and Samantha's wedding will be. It's also fitting because I actually officiated at Dana Weintraub's wedding. And that's what I want to speak about this morning. In my short years as a rabbi and during rabbinical school, I've actually had the chance to officiate at many weddings. And what I found is that every wedding couple, no matter who you are, experiences some point of struggle during the wedding. Because as we know, weddings can be stressful. No one's ever experienced a stressful wedding, have they? But it's the details and the lists and the preparing. It can't help but be a stressful time. And so what I decided to do early on in my wedding preparation meetings with couples is adopt a ritual that many rabbis in our movement and beyond undertake. And that is the following. In our second meeting, I ask the couple to write a letter to each other. And in the letter, I ask them to write, when was the first time that you fell in love with the other person? Then I ask them to describe what they admire about the other person. And finally, I ask them to envision what their Jewish home will be together. And the reason why I do this is so that we can forget the lists and the details and the struggles and focus on what is important to that particular couple. So the couple comes into my office, I pretend to be a fly on the wall, and the couple reads the letter to each other. They look into each other's eyes, and they share their innermost thoughts. And then after reading the letter, I ask the couple to describe whether or not they heard any surprises in the letter, what they liked about the letter, and really just to spend a few moments basking in each other's glow. And I remind the couple that this is what getting married is all about. The lists of food and guests and clothing, etc., will come and go, but what's most important is the commitment and the loyalty and the love expressed in those letters. I'm beginning to realize that preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a little bit like getting ready for a wedding. I'm up at night with my lists, with ark openings, with assignments for the bima, with sermon ideas. And after a while, I tend to forget what the meaning is behind the holiday season. I'm so immersed in all the details that I forget the entire reason that we have this month of Elul, is to prepare for a relationship. This month of Elul was designed by the rabbis to give us a chance to reflect on our relationship with our beloved. But who's our beloved during this month? God. It's our chance to reconnect with God during this month. In Aramaic, Elul means search. And we're also told that Elul is an acronym for the famous verse in Shir HaShirim, Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. This month, if you will, is the second wedding meeting. We get a chance to sit down with God during these precious weeks. Look into God's face, if you will. Be the groom and let God be the bride. And share with each other our innermost thoughts. We cannot let this time go by, because before we know it, the wedding will be here, those days are over, but as we know, the relationship that we have with God, the relationship that we have as a wedding couple, will last forever. So it's at this point in which we look at ourselves and say, am I worthy? Am I worthy being the groom to this bride? And if not, how can I improve? The last part of that verse in Shir HaShirim is Haro'eh Bashoshanim, the one who pastures the roses. As we know, a rose at its beginning is only a green bud, nothing to the eye. But if we take the time to water that bud, to nurture it, to give it attention, it grows into a beautiful rose. It's a product of our love. This month of Elul, this season of growing and searching and reflecting, we have a chance to nurture our relationship with God. And if we take that time, if you take that second wedding meeting with God, then you too will have a chance to see your love bloom with God once again. Shabbat Shalom.